Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to our sanctuary, a sanctuary for skeptics and doubters. In fact, being a skeptic or a doubter is our very theme today, a theme that we revisit quite often. If you follow my podcasts and radio shows, you know this. And in a very related subject, we have on and off been discussing the idea of exceptions regarding the command to consciously accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. For example, if a baby dies, naturally a baby does not get sent to hell by a loving God. That should be extremely obvious. We shouldn't even have to discuss that one. And yet, people pose the question all the time. Entire denominations baptize infants. And yes, there are different churches who have different reasons for doing this. But the practice years ago began out of a genuine fear that an unbaptized baby would be sent to hell. So I have addressed this over the air by pointing to a Bible passage which went out of its way to say the obvious, that little children have no knowledge of good and evil. You can find that in the first chapter of Deuteronomy. We have also looked at a verse, and I've explored this in great detail, which says that prior to the coming of Christ and the spreading of the gospel, God overlooked sincere ignorance. We read that in Acts chapter 17 when the apostle Paul was in Athens. Now, I added carefully that I believe this would also apply to any culture today. I believe that. The Bible doesn't explicitly say that, but I believe that. I extrapolate that from Acts 17, that God would apply that to a culture today that never heard of Jesus. Not that ignorance would be an automatic ticket into heaven. Instead, God, who knows our hearts, is able to judge us according to what he knows we would have done if we had heard. He will apparently make this call based upon how we responded to our own conscience. Romans chapter 2. When we were convicted of sin, did we cry out to whatever God might be out there seeking his mercy, or did we ignore our conscience and rationalize our actions? In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus tells a parable about a man who beat his chest and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus says that man was justified, forgiven. And of course, he said that to an audience that did not yet understand that he was going to go to the cross and die for their sins, but this still seemed to be the bottom line. Regardless of how much enlightenment we have, regardless of how much theology we have or knowledge, if we understand that we're sinful and we cry out to whatever God is out there, that seems to be enough. Well, I remember a time when toward the end of one of these discussions over the air, we got a phone call, and our caller, finding the topic very interesting, presented a new wrinkle. He asked about the person who did hear the gospel, but just wasn't convinced it was true. I gave a very quick answer because we were out of time and I only had time for a very quick answer. Of course, I wished I'd had more time to offer a careful, detailed explanation, which was certainly warranted by such a serious subject. And so, over the air, 1 week later, I explored his question again with detail, with the appropriate expansion. And since this has come up again so much recently on my radio shows and podcasts, I thought I would look at this question again because it's certainly a subject worthy of being revisited. My friends, God is concerned about the reason a person turns away from Christ's forgiveness. If they are turning away because they would rather live a life of sin, this is the core problem. If anybody knows, or at least strongly suspects, that Jesus is real, but they push him away for selfish, sinful reasons, that person will not spend eternity with God. On this matter, the Bible is abundantly clear. Now, keeping that in mind, how does God feel about skeptics? Well, if they are sincere skeptics, he has no problem. Paul sincerely did not believe in Jesus, but Jesus nevertheless revealed himself to Paul, and then, of course, Paul did accept him. Thomas, one of the disciples, had doubts that Jesus had risen from the dead. He wasn't there when Jesus appeared to the others, but Jesus appeared to Thomas, and then Thomas did believe. You see, removing honest doubt is very easy for God. The barrier between God and man is sin, not doubt. However, and it's a significant however, there is also such a thing as an insincere skeptic. My friend, maybe you are not convinced, but let me say, just as the apostles said, you can seek God through prayer. You can examine the historicity of the resurrection. You can examine the accuracy of the Bible and the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. If somebody has been challenged, but they ignore the challenge, yes, they may stand before God on Judgment Day and say, God, I was never absolutely sure that this was true. But then God will say to them, why didn't you make yourself absolutely sure? Why did you not take the time to pray, study, seek? Was it because you did not want to believe this was true? So yes, God will tolerate a sincere skeptic, but on Judgment Day, people and God will have a little discussion about how sincere or insincere their skepticism truly was. Make no mistake, the decision to deliberately refrain from seeking Christ for the reason that one would rather live a life of sin is the same as the decision to reject Christ after fuller knowledge. Could there be other things that hinder a person from seeking, such as hypocrisy in the church, for example? Yes, of course. All I'm saying is people should not play games. As human beings, we have an incredible ability to rationalize. God himself will not be fooled. One thing is certain, we will all stand before God someday and answer for the lives we lived. If somebody is hearing a message about how this God reached out to them, wanting to forgive them, if only they would serve him, and they choose to ignore the message rather than taking the time to investigate, there will be some accountability. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.